Hey, it's Justin. I'm the host of The Next Step, found right here on Camino Radio. We are so excited about our full launch coming up in March of 2019. Our goal is to be your source for information, encouragement, and laughter, whether you're a past, present, or future pilgrim, or just a person with a sense of curiosity and a desire to travel. We can't wait to get started. In the meantime, hang out with us as we continue to share some of our favorite stories, along with some great music as we prepare to join you full-time in March, right here on Camino Radio. Hello and welcome to The Next Step on Camino Radio. Thanks for joining us. We'll be chatting about different resources for your upcoming journey on the Camino de Santiago, including different ways to arrive at your starting point. We'll also be checking in on the weather across Spain and covering some of the top headlines for Western Europe and around the globe. All that and more starts right now on The Next Step. There's that plane again. I love it. I love it. I think we're ready to get started now that we spent like the last 5 minutes clearing our throats.
it's a hazard of the winter time.
It's a hazard of this occupation. You just got to keep clearing your throats until it sounds perfect. No, I'm just kidding. We're a little held up. I want to apologize. I want to start out in apology mode on knees saying, please forgive us for taking so long to get another show up and out and published, but it's worth it. I think it's going to be well worth it. One of the things that we've been asked about and we've been working on for a while now, we're trying to get it up and running, but we've been talking about it, and we talked about it on the last show, was our podcast.
Yes.
So I want to say we just took some time, we took a break, and we just put everything we had into getting this podcast up and running. And so happy to announce we're up. We're good. I posted a few of our shows in past and some of our clips and some of the best of shows of our pre-launch. So it's up and available now. That's wonderful.
I'm so excited.
Yes,
I'm so excited.
So our home base is anchor.fm/Camino Radio. That's where we start at. But we can be heard. You can search for us on iTunes and the Google Podcasts and Spotify and all the – there's tons of them. There's like 10 different players that you can go to, and Stitcher's one of them, and I can't list them all. But
did you mention Google?
Did mention Google. Yep.
I love my Google.
But we can be found, and you know the whole list can be found on our website. You can go in there, and there's a link for the podcast there at CaminoRadio.com, so we're out there now.
Yeah, take a listen, give us some feedback on that.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be really good. But another one of the reasons that we've taken a little bit of time, I had a little bit of issue. So my wife had, she'd been at work. She was taking care of the kids. And so, I mean, she was at work. I was at home taking care of the kids.
Yes.
And I had a dad moment. Had one of those moments that you think is going, everything's going smoothly. And actually this happened when I was chatting on the phone with you, Connie.
Yes.
So I had to hang up really fast. I didn't really get a chance to explain why. But I thought I would start out the show and just say, sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay.
But there's a good reason. So
I was thinking it's probably not just a dad moment.
No. Well,
it happens to moms.
I'm sure it happens to plenty out there. But I'm going to pretend like I was the only one in the world this has ever happened to. And I'm going to beg for sympathy, please. No, so I was chatting with you on the phone and walking around doing different things, you know, getting the house cleaned up and getting lunch ready for the two little kiddos, and my three-year-old, I found him. This is already funny. We don't even know where this is going. Already funny. So I found him on the potty, sitting on the potty, completely naked, which isn't rare,
right?
But that's good. That's good. He's three, and he's gotten to the point where he can go by himself. The problem is that when I turned around and looked, I started to smell something lovely coming from the bathroom, and that's not usually a smell that you get wafting from your three-year-old's bathroom while he's been in there for a while. But apparently he had grabbed while he was sitting there on the potty looking for something to entertain himself, he doesn't have a cell phone like most of the population does, or a newspaper like they did 50 years ago. Right. So he has reached over into the drawer and found this smelly, like this incense potpourri wax kind of material. And he has picked it up and he's been sticking his finger in it, making little holes in it like it's a cake
like a Play-Doh
or something. Like a Play-Doh, exactly. Uh-huh. In one hand, and the other hand, he has picked up some of his poop out of the potty, and I guess he was trying to mix it to make his poop smell better. That's the only thing that I can seem to ration from it. But that was, yes, that held us up a little bit. There was an emergency. I had to hang up the phone in as polite as way as possible.
Connie, I've got to go. I'm sorry. Got to go.
Got to go, bye. Yeah, this is one of those moments. This is one of those parenting moments.
Yes. Well, you know, I had one the very same day, which is right. It happened to me that morning right before I called you.
A parenting moment.
It's just so frustrating. It's just really a frustrating thing. You know, this is my last one. I've had three. Two of my kids are grown, so I have a 12-year-old. And she's precious and wonderful. And we had gone to this event when we had all were seated.
She's precious and wonderful. Let's start the story with that. Remember, everybody, she's precious and wonderful.
She's precious and wonderful. And we were all seated. Well, she makes great grades, and I got her this little preloaded Visa card that I can put her allowance on there and give her her own little money for her to learn how to budget and do her own little things. So she's not nickel and diming me to death and getting every dollar out of my purse where I end up broke. So she wanted hot chocolate. We were already all seated. The event was about to begin. And she wanted hot chocolate. And she wanted hot chocolate.
Of course she did.
And she wanted hot chocolate.
Of course.
And she wanted hot chocolate. And I'm like, okay, well, go get it. You are 12. You can go get it. It's a safe place. You can go get it yourself. I left my card in the car.
Oh, my
Mommy,
gosh.
Mommy, go to For the car. I'm like, you know, I parked fairly close. I'm just right. You just go out the door. I'm in the front line. Mommy, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. Well, I want hot chocolate, and I don't want to go. I mean, it was relentless. And the wonderful, beautiful mood I had been in very quickly dissolved, and I just got up, grabbed my keys, stomped out of the line, excusing myself as I trampled on people.
It's your job, Mom.
Oh, I know. It was just so, and I went out to the car, and I got her card, because I'm not spending my money.
Okay.
Because I already gave
her money. That's right.
For her money. And then I got in line and got her. And then I started feeling
You should have swiped
guilty.
Something for yourself, too, while you're at it.
Oh, my. Well, that would just cost me more money down the line as she ran out of money, you know.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Camino Radio.
Hey guys, it's Justin from The Next Step on Camino Radio. I wanted to let you all in on a little secret. There is an albergue on the Camino de Santiago that really stands out. Oasis Trails in Villa Mayor de Monjardin is truly exceptional. They are most well known for their spirit of love and their environment of acceptance. Do yourself a favor and stop by Oasis Trails and get a taste of what welcome feels like. Oasis Trails, kilometer 653, Navarra. And we're back on The Next Step with Justin and Connie. We've gotten some questions from our listeners. We want to let you know, too, if you wanted to reach out to us, you could always send us an email at nextstep@caminoradio.com. You can find our show there if you wanted to shoot us a message or had any questions for us. Had someone reach out today on Twitter. It was today or yesterday, I don't remember which, but Jen reached out. We really appreciate that. She had a question that she had posted at one point that said, I really just love the thought behind it. It says, how can pilgrimage transform our vision for the good life? And that's such a deep question. And I'm not even going to answer it. I'm gonna let us kind of marinate it on it for a little
bit.
That
is something you have to think about.
It is.
It's not a quick question.
No, I don't even think it needs an answer. I mean, it doesn't need an answer from me to other people. It needs an answer from me for me. And I just think it's a great question to think about as you're going out, going on your day to day, or as you're going on your journey. Again, it was, how can pilgrimage transform our vision for the good life? And we have talked about that a little bit in shows past, about how we come to appreciate little things on the Camino, and yes, we don't appreciate the little things in our day-to-day. But I think that's a great way to, a great thought to have as you're preparing for your journey coming up, or if you just come back from it.
Thanks for joining us. This is Camino Radio.
Looking at the Camino Radio weather report for the last week of January, we continue to see near freezing temperatures for the week, with much of the Camino Francés expecting rain moving in around Tuesday, while Galician temperatures will remain slightly warmer, dry for the weekend, changing to rain all next week, with highs around 10 degrees centigrade. We will keep you updated on any changes, so stick with us for more of the next step, right here on Camino Radio.
Overlooking the hills of Galicia, Casa Riamonte is a wonderful place to start the Camino Finisterra. 10 kilometers outside of Santiago, this home is more than the albergue, offering a full kitchen, outdoor barbecue, and sun patio. All recently renovated with modern decor, choices from full suites to community accommodations are available, making this stop the ultimate in flexibility. Casa Riamonte, 10 kilometers outside Santiago, Galicia.
This is Justin.
And Connie.
And you're listening to The Next Step
on Camino Radio.
Connie, I love that we are we're known as a resource. I like that a lot, that folks are telling us that we're helping out with their journeys coming up and helping out with the planning. And I love that we're able to help out that way.
Yes.
But I also wanted to mention too that I've come across some good resources, and I wanted to plug one of them today. And a wonderful Facebook group. It's titled Community Santiago 2019. I ran across them this past week, and they're filled with tons of information on there. But one of them I really like. Okay, this is really cool. So they've put on their announcements page, there is a month for every month of this year for 2019, and they're going to keep it on there all year long, so the post won't get deleted or get old or anything. So you go on to each of the months,
yeah,
and you write in the comments section, you write what day you're leaving and what city you're leaving from.
Oh.
And so it's a way that you can kind of connect with pilgrims that you're going to be walking with that are, you know, leaving around the same time or that sort of thing. And
that's very cool.
Isn't it?
That's kind of exciting. I think I've got a little bit of goosebumps.
Oh.
It gave me goosebumps because how neat to connect with people from around the world before you even get there.
Yeah, that is really neat. And that's just one example of some of the genius ideas they've got on there. It's really good, but they've got other resources on all sorts. We'll talk about more of those today and tomorrow, and as we continue on, we'll steal some of their ideas.
Did you put your dates on there?
I did. And so one of the someone commented on it that they said that my surname was apt. I had to think about it for a second, what they meant, but because my last name is Snow and I'm going to be walking in like 2 weeks across the Pyrenees, then Snow made perfect sense, that Snow is going to be walking across snow.
I'm a little fearful for you.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be okay.
I mean, I know you're going to be fine, and it's going to be fun, but still.
There'll be resources available along the way.
Yeah, that's the whole point, right?
That's right. I'll jump into the Facebook group and scream help. No, but it was comforting, too, because I saw that there's other people that are leaving around my time, so good. I didn't feel as isolated. That did make me feel good.
Right.
And there are some that have already done it, have already left. Like, I saw that – I want to say that it was like last week, someone had already left from San John and they'd already walked across. So I know that it is at least somewhat doable. You know, I don't know how they did it or where they went, but
they
made a way. So if they made a way, then there's a way to be made. There's a way to be found.
Well, I don't know if it's a good time for you, but is it a good time to mention numbers? How many people? I mean, now that you mention it,
absolutely.
People,
because it's astounding.
It's astounding when you think about the people that are coming into Santiago on a daily basis, and
it's crazy. I mean, it's averaging 35 to 46 people a day.
That's incredible.
I think one day last week there were 16 people, but all the other days, last Friday was 16 people came in, but all the other days it was 35 people, 46 people, 47 people, 38 people.
That's a good number. That's a huge, that's a lot of people.
I think so.
For this time of year and for what we know, listening to the weather, we know they've been hitting, sub-zero temperatures. And they'd be getting snow, and Galicia is never going to be dry.
No,
so you're
going to
get pummeled with cold rain. So no, it is impressive.
That is true.
To see how many people are getting through, but
I'm sitting here in the southern states of the United States with a blanket and covers and a heater
and still shivering.
I'm still cold.
So we talk about. We talk about these numbers, we're saying only 16 people came in on one day. But I do want to say it's easy to get lost in the numbers.
Yeah.
16 people was still, I want to say that you're not one of a big number. That's what I'm trying to say.
I think it's more impressive. It's more impressive when there's less people that come. Well, those are the ones that we know got their Compostela.
Yeah.
Because maybe there were more who chose not to get the Compostela.
Sure.
Right, a third. I think we talked about that statistic earlier in one of our earlier broadcasts, that a third of the walkers, a third of pilgrims.
We'd found an article that said a fifth of the.
Oh, okay, a fifth.
The fifth of pilgrims.
Oh, okay.
Are the only ones that pick it up.
See, I was thinking it was a fifth.
No, that's okay.
Okay, but 16 people, that's not very many. That's a lonely walk, I think, unless. It was a a lonely walk. That makes it much more challenging.
Well, it also could be a draw for some people. It's a draw for me. I'm
to stay away from people.
Yeah, it can get crowded later in the summer.
That's true.
So I do like a little bit of solitude. As a matter of fact, when we walked the Camino Portugués, we intentionally took a 2 or 3 day detour and took a spiritual variant so that we could have a little bit more time.
I don't mind walking alone or by myself, but I want to know that there's other pilgrims on the road. I don't want to be completely isolated.
Sure.
When I walk. Right. I don't want to be too many. I'm like the three bears. I don't want not too many, not too little. Exactly. Yep.
But I want to go back for 1 second because I didn't want to skim over this. I wanted to make sure that
we don't forget.
No, I'm talking about the numbers here.
I
don't want us to forget that each person that walks into the courtyard and walks into the office of the pilgrim, mm-hmm. That's an individual person. Even though we say, hey, there are only 16 people, that was a very big, good day. It was a huge day
for that
16 individuals,
yes.
16 different people that each touch their hand to their chest and say, I'm important, I matter. And you do, absolutely do matter. And I don't want to skim over
I don't minimize that at all.
Yeah, I didn't not saying that you are. I want to be clear that we think that's amazing.
It is amazing
for each individual. If we have one person show up 1 month, that was an incredible journey for you. That was an amazing journey for you, and we do applaud that.
Yeah,
so, yeah, good work.
To Camino Radio.
Hey guys, this is Connie from The Next Step. Walking in Navarra, Oasis Trails is a wonderful albergue awaiting the tired pilgrim. The team at Oasis Trails gives a new meaning to the word welcoming. Stop in on your way through and get a taste of what welcome really feels like. Oasis Trails, kilometer 653, Navarra.
You're listening to The Next Step on Camino Radio.
So, even in this month, it is important to have resources. That's why we were talking about Facebook, but and that resource there. But we also wanted to talk about how it is important to have a plan. I'm one of those that I love to say I'll just go wing it, and I am kind of just planning on winging it.
Yeah.
But I've kind of got a plan to go with my winging it, so I know that I'm going to be factoring in a day of rest in there, and maybe every once a week. I won't be walking.
Just from, you know, this little bit of time of us coming together, doing this radio show and everything, you're more of a planner than what I thought. I just want to say. So, I mean, even though, yes, I mean, it's great because you do go with the flow and you wing it, you know, but still you kind of know where you want to stop and where you want to go. I mean,
I've got an idea.
I need to learn. Yeah, I need to learn a little bit of that.
I don't make the plans. I mean, I don't solidify them in pen. Like, I don't. I'm not. I haven't made any reservations. In. Like, everything's penciled in. There's
but you
tons
have
of
an
room
idea.
For flexibility,
right? But you know where your contacts might be, or where you're on a certain road, what's close by,
right?
I mean, that's huge.
Sure. And I guess looking at the weather is part of planning. You know, so, you know, we've been keeping track of the weather every day.
So whenever I make my plan, I'll be going, so Justin, what's around that corner over there? Could you help me find that, please?
Around that corner, you're going to find three rocks with a stone on top and a mushroom next to it.
Exactly. But I mean, you know, making a plan, I mean, it's important. I don't plan things very well. And I was listening to one of our local leaders recently, and they were saying that they learned something from a different leadership person named John Maxwell, who writes a lot of leadership books.
Oh yeah, I love John Maxwell.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's hilarious, and he just has great business sense. But five simple things, or the rule of five, that you should do five things every day. Whatever it is, even if it's just five things for 5 minutes, and do them every single day as a routine for people like me who don't. I mean, I have my routine. I get up, I go to work, but nothing's planned. I mean, that's something I have to do. So I'm trying to decide, I want to live my life on purpose. I want to try to not let life happen to me.
There you go.
Don't react to life, but
go at it intentionally.
Go at it intentionally.
Sure.
And so, and part of that is doing, okay, every day I'm going to do these five things, whatever they are. Whether it's make sure I say something nice to somebody, or make sure that I'm stretching every day, or make sure that I pray every day, or whatever it is. Make sure that I just do my best, or some mantra, whatever your, it's different for everybody, whatever the five things
right,
would
but just
be.
Pick five things.
Right.
Just
take care of myself, take care of my children, but something specific. So anyway, it's going to be an interesting year. I'm looking forward to 2019.
I heard a great story go along with that. I don't know. It may be in the same illustration, but the rule of five was talking about a gentleman that wanted to cut down a tree in his backyard.
Yes.
But he didn't have the strength to do it all at the same time. So he'd take his axe out back, and every day he would take five swings at the tree. And then he'd put it back down and go back inside. And then he'd come out the next day and take five more swings at the tree and then go back inside. And eventually the tree fell down. It didn't all happen in one day, but it was doing a little bit of something every day.
Every day. That
made it.
I love that illustration.
That's good. That's good. So we do want to talk about more about plans and planning for your upcoming Camino.
Yes.
We can do that, though. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Perfect.
With the next step on Camino Radio.
Time for ice cream party. My name is Loriana. You're listening to Camino Radio.
Looking at the Camino Radio weather report for the last week of January, we continue to see near freezing temperatures for the week, with much of the Camino Frances expecting rain moving in around Tuesday, while Galician temperatures will remain slightly warmer, dry for the weekend, changing to rain all next week, with highs around 10 degrees centigrade. We will keep you updated on any changes, so stick with us for more of the next step, right here on Camino Radio.
After serving the pilgrims on the Camino de Santiago for 20 years, La Fuente del Peregrino has perfected hospitality. Our friends at La Fuente del Peregrino know how to make pilgrims feel loved. Stop by in the town of Ligonda, enjoy the community, and give in to their exquisite home-cooked meal. This albergue is truly one to look forward to. La Fuente del Peregrino, kilometer 75, Lugo. This is Justin.
And Connie.
And you're listening to The Next Step.
On Camino Radio.
So it seems like our theme for the day is having a plan. So we're going to just keep on going with that.
Yeah.
Chat a little bit about having a plan, getting to your starting point of where you're planning to start. So I've been working myself on how to get to San Juan.
Yes.
So I had an opportunity. I was going to fly either to Madrid or to Barcelona. But I had the sense to check on my next flight before I actually bought. Every time I've gone to Spain, I've always flown into Madrid. But it turns out that there's a connecting flight that you can take to San Sebastian that out of Barcelona was only $30. But out of Madrid, it was like $250.
Oh.
So huge difference for the next stage. And there's tons of trains across Europe and Spain that you could take. So
Madrid, San Sebastian, and then San Juan?
For me, I'll be going to Barcelona. I'll be flying into Barcelona, and then it's just a 45 to an hour flight to San Sebastian.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to run to San Juan. I'm going to spend a day in San Sebastian.
Yes,
yeah, really love that town.
Gorgeous, yeah, gorgeous,
so beautiful.
Beautiful,
so I'm going to spend a little bit of time there. I mean, not much. I'm so anxious to get on the trail, but I'll spend probably the night there and part of the next day. And then I'll go spend a day in San Juan before I start walking.
So I
was just going to say that it's important that you check on the ticket prices, and Google Maps is actually a great resource. If you've got a Google Maps app on your phone, you can put your starting point and your destination, and it'll tell you all the different ways that you can do it, including trains and bus fares, and there's even a place where you can connect and see about ride shares.
Okay, don't laugh at me. So is it Google Maps the same all over the world, or is there a European Google Maps?
No, there's Google Maps.
Is it the same app? Okay.
Yeah, same app. So, okay. But it's different.
The app here doesn't do that because we don't have all those connections, I guess.
Google has different, how do you call them? The subscripts, the .coms, .cos, .eu, .uk. I mean, there's tons of the indie part that name escapes me now, but for the app Google Maps, no, it's global. It's for everybody.
Okay, so depending on where you are, then it'll pull up the train schedules and the plane schedules and all. Oh, yeah, awesome.
And it'll even tell you how long it takes you to walk your journey or to bike your journey.
Yeah, now that I knew
to drive it.
I'd seen that on there. That's pretty cool.
It'll tell you how long it takes by subway or train or whatever, and then it'll give you the directions on how to take each train. So I hop on the pink line and then take the L1 to the C4, and it'll tell you where each station is going to be and then how to get off of it and walk one block to the different type of train. And so there's great instructions on there for how to get exactly to your destination. It's a very good resource.
Well, that is a huge cost savings.
It's a big one. That's a big difference between $30 and $250. It's huge.
Yes.
And I wanted to go to Barcelona.
Yes.
I'd love to go to Barcelona. It's not a bad little detour.
No. Jealous.
Yeah. But to keep on talking about our planning, I would like to go ahead and take this opportunity to jump into our gear minute.
Yes.
And
you had mentioned the all loving umbrella.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm not going to necessarily recommend this for every pilgrim walking.
Right.
I'm not even saying that. I don't even know if I'm going to do it particularly. But I had seen a blog of a gentleman that does many Caminos,
mm-hmm.
All around Europe, all around the world, really. And he does this with a pack that is ultra light, like one that would just make every one of us throw up.
Right.
If we saw how light he was walking the world. And he had several different strategies for doing this, but his heaviest item that he would carry was an umbrella. And so
now,
he was ready.
The tall umbrella or the short, compact one that
of course
expands out?
It was the shortest, smallest, lightest weight one he could find, but it was by far the biggest thing. Like, I mean, this guy, he would cut his bars of soap into quarters. He would cut his toothbrush in half so he wouldn't have to carry the half of the handle that he's not really using. So, I mean, he really went to the extreme on every little bit. But the one thing that he did not want to give up was the umbrella, and it was good for not just rainy days, but sun. Like, so when it was really hot out, it would keep you shaded. So that's great for the meseta part. But the rain, I know I've said before, I'm not even saying that I'm going to deviate from this, but usually my motto is when it rains, I just get wet. That's part of my experience. I don't mind it.
Right. Or the poncho.
Or the poncho. The poncho is fun. But, you know,
yeah.
I just don't like it. I don't like having it on me. That's just me personally. I would rather get wet than wear a poncho and be hot and sweaty underneath. That's just me.
Right. Okay.
But there is something to say for being cold and wet when you don't, when you're not ready for it, you're not expecting it. There was a moment early on in, I don't even think my wife and I were married yet. It was, we might have just been still dating at the time. And I don't remember what was keeping me so focused, but I remember that I was so intent on my thought, and I was so deep in thought on this one particular thing. And she thought it'd be funny to throw a little bit of water down the back of my neck. And I didn't get so angry, but I had an epiphany that it was the most unpleasant feeling of ever, like just to be wet when you weren't expecting it and when you weren't ready for it. And my son, he's the exact opposite. He'll take his long sleeve shirts and go wash his hands and get everything soaked up to his elbows.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. But there's a time when it is the most unpleasant experience of being wet when you're not ready to be wet. And so I think it would be good to have it. Might be good to have that alongside everyone.
Now, the whole sun thing, I can see that because I get sunburned easily and all that. And, you know, but it just seems to me that the umbrella, I mean, it's not like it's going to keep your legs and feet and stuff. I guess that's going to get wet even when you're wearing a poncho.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It seems like the poncho still is going to cover at least, of course, I'm short. So it goes down towards my calves and ankles, you know.
Large poncho, exactly. Extra short woman.
Well, you know, what normally would cover you to your knees covers me to my ankles.
Right.
But so in that way it would cover more. But I do agree you do get hot and sweaty under the poncho. But
yeah.
I'd have to I'm still on the fence about the umbrella.
Okay.
I want to go and experience that next time, and I will take my umbrella and see. I'm sure, but since he's done so many, I'm sure it's a great choice.
It's a great choice.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's talking about. Okay, all right. That's going to wrap us up today for planning and for this episode of The Next Step. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you later.
This is Hannah, the host of a brand new show, Cross Country. I am so excited to be a part of Camino Radio, your go-to source for information, encouragement, and laughter. Hang out with us as we prepare to launch full-time in March. See you soon, right here on Camino Radio.
Thanks for hanging out with us for The Next Step on Camino Radio. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with you a little later. But stay tuned in. We've got Hannah coming up now with Cross Country, right here on Camino Radio.